Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. mediators continue working on a proposal to halt hostilities between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah. More from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Israel on Wednesday began heavy airstrikes on the historic city of Baalbek in Lebanon, as U.S. mediators work on a proposal to halt hostilities between Israel and Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. That's according to two sources who spoke to Reuters that say it would start with a 60-day ceasefire. The sources Reuters spoke to also say a possible two-month ceasefire period would be used to finalize full implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. It was adopted to try and end an earlier 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah, and to help keep southern Lebanon free of weapons or forces outside control of Lebanon's government. However, it was never fully enforced and has sparked friction with Hezbollah as the group effectively controls that area.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin welcomed his South Korean counterpart to the Pentagon Wednesday ahead of 2+2 talks among the nation's defense and diplomatic counterparts on Thursday at the U.S. State Department. VOA's Carla Babb.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and South Korean Defense Minister Kim Jong-un meeting at the Pentagon, both urging North Korea to withdraw some 10,000 of its troops from Russia, with Austin warning of a high likelihood that those troops will join Russia's fight against Ukraine. Here's Defense Secretary Austin.
They're doing this because Putin has lost a lot of troops, And, you know, he has a choice of either getting other people to help him or he can mobilize. And he doesn't want to mobilize because then the people in Russia will begin to understand the extent of his losses, of their losses.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
This is VOA News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that North Korea has test-launched a suspected long-range missile designed to strike the United States and South Korea.
South Korea's military says that North Korea test-launched a suspected long-range missile designed to strike the continental U.S. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected a ballistic missile launch from North Korea's capital region. The weapon was launched on a high angle and is suspected of being a long-range ballistic missile. The launch was North Korea's first known ballistic test since September 18th, when Kim Jong-un supervised tests of a new type of ballistic missile and a strategic cruise missile apparently built to deliver nuclear warheads. The launch also comes amid concerns that North Korea has dispatched troops to Russia, which is fighting a war against Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say flash floods in Spain turned village streets into rivers, ruined homes, disrupted transportation, and killed at least 95 people. Emergency services in Valencia said Wednesday that at least 95 people have died in the eastern region due to the floods. AP correspondent Seth Borenstein explains how Spain can see record-breaking floods while the U.S. faces a drought.
How can you have these two things happening at the same time? And the answer is they're connected. They're connected because of something called the jet stream. This is this river of air high above Earth. There's one in the northern hemisphere, one in the southern hemisphere. It moves back and forth up in, you know, north and south every now and then, but it goes west to east. And the more it slows down, the more it gets stuck, the wavier it gets, then weather systems get stuck in a place. So if it's raining a lot in Spain, you get a lot more rain because it's not moving.
Final results from this month's vote for the regional parliament in Iraq's semi-autonomous northern Kurdish region show the two dominant Kurdish parties maintaining their hold, while an opposition party made inroads. The results were announced by election officials on Wednesday in the city of Erbil. The surge in support for the relatively new opposition party, New Generation, appears to stem from growing disillusionment among young voters who are increasingly frustrated with the Kurdish region's ongoing economic challenges. Canada has alleged that the Indian Home Minister Amit Shah ordered a campaign of violence, intimidation, and intelligence gathering targeting Sikh separatists inside Canada. The Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister David Morrison told a parliamentary committee Tuesday that he had confirmed Shah's name to the Washington Post, which first reported the allegations. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.